Rabbisai, Parashaseinu, Parashas HaShavuot, Parashas Vayechi. Rashi mevi b'atchalat ha-parasha. Parashas Ustuma. This parasha is closed. It means it doesn't have like the normally before you start a parasha, it's got some space there. This parasha is Stuma. Because Bikesh Yaakov Legalos is a case. Yaakov wanted different pshat of the Medrash, but Yaakov wanted Legalos is a case means he wanted to reveal when Mashiach is coming. Yaakov was seeing something over here that was from like the end of time. As Yaakov was leaving the world, it was time for his end. He was seeing the Soif Shel Ha'olam, Soif Adoyros, Zman Mashiach. That's what Yaakov was seeing. And these brachas that he gave, a brachot, they're not stam brachas for that moment. They're brachas for Klal Yisrael throughout the Doyros. So I'd like to speak about one particular bracha. And that is the bracha that he gave to Ephraim and Menashe. Ma'od manyen. He gave a bracha to his nechadim. Yaakov gave a bracha to the nechadim. I heard from my father, Zola Zayin Gesunt, he said the name of his Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik. Yaakov Avinu, ze hayachid shenekwa Yisrael Saba. He's called Zayda. Yaakov is called the Zayda, Yisrael Saba. Why is he called Yisrael? Avram is not called Avram Saba. And Yitzchak is not called Yitzchak Saba. Yaakov is called Yisrael Saba, the Zayda. Saba is Zayda. Why is he called Zayda? So Psalavishik said that Yaakov is the only one that gave a bracha to his grandchildren. Yisimcha Elokim ki Ephraim v'chemenasha. He's the only one that reached down and, you know, was connected with his grandchildren. But often, Geruven v'shimoin yiuli. They're like my own children. So Yaakov is giving this bracha, Yisrael Saba. And he has Ephraim and Menashe in front of him. And we have this incident where Yaakov, he's a very old man at the time. He can barely see. And he switches his hands like this. Now we know Yaakov is like somewhere fluttering between this world and the next world, right? So what's happening here is clearly all happening with some sort of Ruach HaKodesh and something like very intense. Sikel es yadav ki Menashe habachor. And he put his right hand on Ephraim, and his left hand on Menashe. Right? Totally, you know what I'm doing now, right? And Yosef comes and says, "Whoa, rega chad, that's not the way to do this." Yosef says, "Slicha, Abba," of course, with a lot of respect. But maybe it sounds like saying maybe you don't know. But you know, Menashe habachor. It's like yodati bini, yodati. I know. Gamhu yela. What's going on over here? This conversation. What is Yaakov doing? He's a very old man. He's about to die, literally about to die. If he wants to put his right hand on Ephraim, he should just say, "Could you move Ephraim over there?" What's going on? What's this? What's the switcheroo? What's happening? Mapshat. So I'm going to tell you a davar nifla. Nifla b'yoyser. It's from a sefer called Meir Einei Chachomim. I have a copy. I made a copy for those that would like to see it. Meir Einei Chachomim is a chassidish sefer. His name is Rav Meir Yechiel Halevi Halshtuk. This is his last name. He was a rebbe. He was the Ostrov Tzagoin. He was, back in the day, extremely famous. Ostrovtsa. Once upon a time, Ostrovtsa was, he was considered to be the Gadol Ador. In Lomdus, it was in his Goinus, he was called the Ostrovtsa Goin, because he was a Goin. It was not Shaykh. He never wrote anything. This book is written by Talmidim, because his mind was working so fast that he couldn't, like, okay, after he thought about it, he was already thinking about something else. His mind was crazy fast. He used to finish Shas every year from Purim to Pesach. Every year finish Shas. That was when he couldn't bother him because he was finishing Shas. Purim to Pesach every year. Goyin Olam, not Shaykh, not normal. The story about how he was born is a very special story. He's Shaykh to the Malucha of Rabbi Elimelech Milizhensk. He's Shaykh to that Malucha. And as a matter of fact, for a while, all the Hasidim from that whole Keta were by the Ostrovtsa Goyin. And then when Rav Kolonimus Kalman, the Piasetzna, started to was old enough to become already a Rebbe, he told all the Hasidim, go back, go to the Piasetzna. Kitzer is a very, very unique person. The remarkable thing, or at least the most noticed thing about him, is that he fasted for 40 years. 40 years straight. He didn't eat anything during the day. 40 years. Didn't eat. And he fasted even on Shabbos.
And every single morning, he did Atavas Chaloyim, because he had nightmares. And when World War I broke out, he said, this is the beginning of the end. And he fasted even on Shabbos. People said, how do you fast on Shabbos? I'm not supposed to fast on Shabbos. He said, Kitzer, he passed away, if I'm not mistaken, in 1928. His son was killed by the Nazis. Hashem Yinokim Damav. I'll quote upon him, listen to this vort. The vort is so beautiful. It's so beautiful. He says, listen, I want to explain to you what's going on over here. Now, before I just tell you, the Oster Tzugan has many different styles. There's numerous different svarim. There's a Sefer Torah Or. Arya Friedman just told me he bought one in America because he's heard some of these verses before. Torah Or is on Chumash Bereishis. He didn't write any of these svarim, but that's one style. And then there's Meir Eini Chachomim in Chelek Aleph and Chelek Beis. Those are different styles. Chelek Gimel is Machshava. That's what we're trying to do on Friday. Be'ikur is Machshava. This is the vort he says over here. Pshat is as follows. Mishnah and Megillah says, Ein bein ador rishon la ador sheni, Ela kriyas a Megillah matonis le'avyoinim. There's no difference, discrepancy between ador aleph and ador beis. This year, l'mashal, we have an Ibra Yor, Yishnu ador aleph and ador beis. So what's the difference between them? Ein bein. There's no chiluk between them. Ela kriyas a Megillah matonis le'avyoinim. Kavana, the Gemara says, Linyan Hespid Vitani Zevizeh Shavin. So Tosva says that Simcha Umishta Leko Ba Adorishan. Adorishan is no Simcha Umishta. All there is that there's, you can't have Hespid, you can't have Tainis, you can't do the bad things, but the good things you don't have. He says the following thing. In the Kisvi Ari, Katuv, that there's 12 months, and each month is connected one of the Shvatim. 12 Chadashim, 12 Shvatim, and Mechuvanot. And the Kisveri says is that Adar is connected Yosef. Adar is the month of Yosef. Says the Ostrov Tzegoin, that's why you have an Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. Adar is the only month you could split up into two, because Yosef split up into two. What were the two of Yosef? Ephraim and Menashe. As Yosef Be'etzem is Ephraim and Menashe. You split these two up. So which one is Adar Rishon and which one is Adar Sheni? Well, being that the Bechor is Menashe, so Menashe is Adar Rishon and Ephraim is Adar Sheni. Ma bein Adar Rishon l'Adar Sheni, ein bein Adar Rishon l'Adar Sheni, Elo Kriyas Megillah and Matonis Avyoinim, Zoto Meret, that Adar Rishon you also have all of the things that the bad things you can't do. There's no tanis, there's no hespit. You can't do the bad. Adar Sheni is all the good things that we're supposed to do. Kriyas Megillah, Matanas Lev Yoinim is all the positive. Says the Ostrov Tzegoin, Apshatu Kacha. Menashe Bechinas Sor Meira. Stay away from bad. Get rid of the bad stuff. And Ephraim is Bechinas Asei Toiv. Do all the good things. Two sons of Yosef, Sur Meira va'aseitov. Sur Meira is the Bechor, Aseitov is the younger child, Menashe and Ephraim. Because in the first month, we don't do Hespid, we don't do Tanis, we don't do all the like hard, the bad stuff. In the second month, we do all the good stuff, Mishte and all those, and Kris Megillah, Sur Meira va'aseitov. And listen to this. The names of Menashe and Ephraim. What was Menashe's name? Ki nashani Elokim es kol amali, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me forget all of my difficulty. Shachachti et kol hatzarot. I forgot all of the amel, all the hardship. And Ephraim, ki Ephrani Elokim be'eretz hanyi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me successful. I was yifre ve'yirbe. I expanded. Sur Meira, forget the bad. Asay Tov, get involved in the good. Menashe and Ephraim. Who comes first? The Sur Meira or the Asay Tov? What comes first? The Pasuk says Sur Meira, and then Asay Tov. Sur Meira, Asay Tov. Whoops. Never happened before. that first we do.
We're going to get back to David. Why David thinks that Seif Tov comes first? Because he's also right.
But Pashto Sur Meira, then I say Toiv. So who's the Bechor? Menashe is the Bechor. First Sur Meira, v'achar kach I say Toiv.
Yaakov Akhino, however, as he was there giving the bracha, saw Baruch HaKodesh, that there's going to come a time not going to have the strength of character to be able to just drop all of their vices, let go of all of their enjoyment, clean themselves out, and then do good things. They can't do that. You have to do that because or else all your mitzvahs are tinged with tumah. Right? Person who is like at night doing all types of veris, and in the morning he's trying to learn, so his learning is not going to be pure. So really, what you're supposed to do is get rid of all that stuff, drop everything, and then you could really learn. But person needs a lot of strength of character. He needs really to have discipline. And Yaakov Avinu said, "Sof when legal sakets, when it comes to the end, Klai Yisrael is not going to be able to do that. It's too much." So what he did was he switched his hands. He said, "Let's talk about Ephraim first. That's the Aseh Tov. Because if you don't have any enjoyment in your life, you feel empty." It's very hard to be able to keep like doing the right thing. So first I'm going to give you some of the Aseh Tov. And you're going to enjoy it. And it's going to be something that you're going to appreciate it. Then you'll have the strength to drop the bear. That's not the way it's supposed to go. Yodati b'ni yodati. I know that's not the way it's supposed to go. But that's the way Klal Yisrael is going to be. Sometimes we need a little bit of extra help. So Yaakov comes and he says, "Listen, I know Menashe is supposed to be here. Ephraim's supposed to be there. Don't move them, because that's the way it's supposed to be. But I'm going to switch my hands, because I see what's going to be. And eventually, we need achila katan gadolim v'amimenu v'zaro yiyeh melo hagayim." What does that mean as far as? Yosef comes and says, Yosef says, "Rega chad, tate, sur meira." Yosef is tzaddik, yisoid oilom. Yosef at tzaddik. Yosef says, "Look, it's not the right way to do things. It's sur meira, and then I say toiv. You want to be a tzaddik. Your person's going to be pure. So first sur meira, first Menashe, and then Ephraim." And Yaakov says back, "Yodati, b'ni yodati, gam hu yela'am." You're right, there's going to be people like that. Those are special individuals. Those are people like you. Tzaddik, you said, "I don't." However, "Ochi v'akotun yigdol mimenu v'zaro yiyeh melo ha-goyim" means his children are going to be amongst all of the goyim. They're not going to have the strength to be able to do that. They're not going to be able to do that. So even though that you're right, that's the way it should go, but we need a little bit, sometimes you need a little sweetness in order to be able to first drop all of the problems that you have. Therefore, he says that he switched it around. That's what he was doing. The Nesiv HaShalom says a similar idea in Parshas Maaseh. It's very interesting. Parshas Maaseh says like this: "Eile Maaseh b'nei Yisrael asher yotzim eretz Mitzrayim v'yichtov Moshe es moitzo'eihem lema'aseihem al pi Hashem." Moshe wrote, "Motzaehem lema'aseihem, ve'eile ma'aseihem lemoitzaehem." If you're a medakdek, you just switch the order. "Vayichtov Moshe es moitzaehem lema'aseihem." Their motzaehem is taking out to their travel. "Ve'eile ma'aseihem lemoitzaehem." And now these are the travels to their going out. So why the pasuk switch? Says the Slonim, it's not his own word, but it's in the Siva Shalom. He says as follows: "Moitza Ehem is lo tziotam." What is he taking them out of? He's taking them out of the shmutz. Get them, get out of there. Get away from that. "Moitza Ehem," take them away. "Lema Asehem," and he wants them to go somewhere. Where are they going to? They're going to good places, to do good things. Right? You have somewhere to get to. "Moitza Ehem," get out of what you're doing and get going somewhere else. "Eile ma'aseihem lemoiseihem" means it's like this. How does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say you're supposed to do it?
Vayichtav Moshe es moitzaehem lemaaseihem al pi Hashem.
Hashem says, first you got to get out of the muck, and then afterwards you could start getting involved in the good things, because or else you're still your toivel b'sheretz biyodoi. Al pi Hashem, it's first sur meira, first leave. Achar kach haseitov. Ve'ile maaseihem lemoitzaehem. Bepoa lemaisa. Person has to first have some sort of enjoyment, satisfaction. So first you need a little of ma'aseihem. First you got to get yourself into like becoming like more comfortable with this lifestyle. And then limotza'ehem, then a person can actually leave what he has. Because sometimes that's what a person needs.
We heard once of Uri Zohar. Uri Zohar was a very interesting person, still is an interesting person. He was a big actor here in Eretz Yisrael. If you know who he is or not. He was an actor, he was a writer, he was like the most prominent person in entertainment in Eretz Yisrael. Many movies. He put out many movies, he wrote movies, he acted in movies. Anyway, eventually, there's a book, he wrote a book about how it happened. He had a conversation with some chassid, and whatever the chassid said nagged him a lot. And eventually he was Chazar B'tshuva. Uri Zohar used all of his money to buy back the rights for all of his movies, therefore his movies are not viable anymore. He has no money, he's extremely poor, and mabsut, very happy. Not looking for any money, it doesn't motivate him. And when you had so much money, and he had used this big house, he lived huge house on the beach, and no manyana to it. Like once he like you've been through that, the money doesn't really make a difference to him. Anyway, so he spoke once for the Bachorei Yeshiva. And he said that when he decided that he knows, this is what I have to do. I have to start acting like a Yid. Start like living a Jewish lifestyle. He said, Ma'ot Kashe is a person who was partying hard, you know, all the time. He's like, how could I do this? How could I give up? So like, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mevakesh, I rotze. Oto gishmak, oto simcha, oto kef shayali, shama, over there, in all of the parties that I went to, I rotze oto b'gemara. I want you to give it to me. I want to have that same enjoyment. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu natan, Hashem gave it to me. Now he's happier now than when he had all of the luxuries, and now he lives in a teeny apartment, mamish teensy little apartment. He's happy. Now the maisa, is that the derech? Beikar the derech is, even if a person doesn't have the geshmak, even if a person doesn't enjoy it, the person knows what's right. So a person, we have to do what we have to do. However, sometimes we just don't have the strength of character, so we're mispal kodesh baruch hu, make it sweet for me. I want to enjoy it. And then I'll be able to let go. I want to let go. I don't want that anymore. But it's hard for me. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us, Sikos HaTorah gives us a ta'anug, an enjoyment in our Shemiras HaMitzvahs. So then we'll be able to be zoicha, to sur meira, to asei toiv, and we'll be zoicha to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu, Meher V'Yameinu Amen.